Yes. Vimes stared blearily at the red tights that seemed to be a major item of his dress uniform.
Regretfully, I am afraid I must ask leave to give my notice, sir. I wish to join the colours.
Which colours are these, Willikins? Said Vimes, holding up a shirt with puffed sleeves. Then his brain caught up with his ears. You want to become a soldier?
They say Clatch needs to be taught a sharp lesson, sir. A Willikins has never been found wanting when his country calls. I thought that Lord Venturi's heavy infantry would do for me. They have a particularly attractive uniform of red and white, sir, with gold frogging.
Vimes pulled his boots on. You've had military experience, have you?
Oh, no, sir, but I am a quick learner, sir, and I believe I have some prowess with the carving knife.
The butler's face showed a patriotic alertness. On turkeys? And on, said Vimes.
Yes, sir, said Willikins, buffing up the ceremonial helmet.
And you're off to fight the screaming hordes in Clatch, are you?
If it should come to that, sir, said Willikins. I think this is adequately polished now, sir.
A very sandy place, so they say.
Indeed, sir, said Willikins, adjusting the helmet under Vimes's chin.
And rocky, very rocky, lots of rocks. Dusty, too.
Very parched in parts, sir, I believe you are correct.
And so into this land of sand-coloured dust and sand-coloured rocks and sand-coloured you, Willikins, will march with your expertise in cutlery and your red-and-white uniform.
With the gold frogging, sir?
Willikins thrust out his jaw.
Yes, sir. If the need arises.
You don't see anything wrong with this picture,
sir?
Oh, never mind, Vimes yawned. Well, we shall miss you, Willikins. Others may not, he thought, especially if they have time for a second shot.
Oh, Lord Venturi says it'll all be over by Hogswatch, sir.
Really? I didn't know it had started. Vimes ran down the stairs and into a smell of curry.
We saved you some, sir, said Sergeant Colon. You was asleep when the lad brought it round.
It was Goriff's kid,
said Nobby, chasing a bit of rice around his tin plate.
Enough for half the shift.
The rewards of duty, said Vimes, hurrying towards the door.
Bread and mango, pickle and everything, said Colon happily. I've always said old Goriff isn't that bad for a raghead.
A pool of sizzling oil. Vimes stopped at the door, the family huddling together. He took out his watch. It was 10:20. If he ran...
Fred, could you just step up to my office, he said. It won't take a moment.
Right, sir.
Vimes ushered the sergeant up the stairs and closed the door. Nobby and the other watchman strained to listen, but there was no sound except for a low murmuring, which went on for some time. The door opened again. Vimes came down the stairs.
Nobby, come up to the university in 5 minutes, will you? I want to stay in touch, and I'm damned if I'm taking a pigeon with this uniform on.
Right, sir.
Vimes left. A few moments later, Sergeant Colon walked carefully down to the main office. He had a slightly glassy look and walked back to his desk with the nonchalance that only the extremely worried try to achieve. He toyed with some paper for a while and then said,
You don't mind what people call you, do you, Nobby?
I'd be minding the whole time if I minded that, Sarge, said Corporal Nobbs cheerfully.
Right. Right. And I don't mind what people call me, neither.
Colon scratched his head.
Don't make sense, really. I reckon Sir Sam is missing too much sleep.
He's a very busy man, Fred.
Trying to do everything, that's his trouble. And Nobby?
Yes?
It's Sergeant Colon, thanks.
There was sherry. There was always sherry at these occasions. Sam Vimes could regard it dispassionately, since he always drank fruit juice these days. He'd heard they made sherry by letting wine go rotten. He couldn't see the point of sherry.
"And you will try to look dignified, won't you?"
said Lady Sybil, adjusting his cloak.
"Yes, dear."
"What will you try to look?"
"Dignified, dear."
"And please try to be diplomatic."
"Yes, dear."
"What will you try to be?"
"Diplomatic, dear."
"You're using your henpecked voice, Sam."
"Yes, dear."
"You know that's not fair."
"No, dear."
Vimes raised a hand in a theatrical gesture of submission.